I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past, so now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now Partner Pikachu and Partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date, and if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means no internet, no nothing. You guys got to use what's in your head. Whimsicott and Shamu are going to be operating today as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions, most of them sourced from our Discord server. You can go to the trivia channel on our Discord server and submit trivia there, and we really appreciate it. We use it, and you can see if you can stump the co-host. So, I think that's good. I think it's good. So you're going to have 5. One of them is going to have a bonus point attached to it. And then of course you can always use your hint. If you don't use the hint though, and you get all the questions correct, you can get a possible total of 7 points today. You are in a race with your fellow co-host to 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets a $20 credit to our T Public store. So you can get something like a throw pillow or a tapestry or a coffee mug. I forget they sell coffee mugs, or as Sigma's put it, a phone case. But you can go over there, you can pick one of those up. This segment, as always, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, the website which is your one-stop shop for all art, anime, and otherwise. Like I said last week, they have this really cool shirt called, it's a natural one on a D20, and it says, all out of spell slots, need a long rest.
They also have a t-shirt version of their Mothman pin, which is awesome.
I love it. They're doing such a good job. So like I suggest you guys go check out AnimeGravy.com. Those guys are just fantastic people. So moving on though, let's jump into these questions. Our first question comes from P. McGee. Who is the only Pokemon to have the honey gather ability and not be a bee? And not honey be based gather on a bee. Yeah.
Is that the Ursa? Maybe?
I feel like that's actually right.
I mean, pretty much all of its Pokedex questions talk about honey. Let's see, what else could it be? Okay, so not based on a bee, like how technical do we want to be? Like, say, Vespiquen is a wasp, not a bee.
No, no.
Okay. It's actually that whole evolution line cut out because even Vespiquen doesn't get it. It's just
okay. Okay, I'm just like, you know.
It's well, what has honey gather other than Combee? that's the question. I want to say 10 years, but I felt like it. I thought something else got it differently.
Wait. What if it's something like Slurpuff or something like that, based like on a sweet or something?
I don't think they get it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of stuff that would, like, be based around it. Teddy Ursa is the only thing I could think of at the moment, but, like, I don't think that's right still.
Does Ursaring have abilities that Teddy Ursa doesn't have?
I don't know. I know what Ursaring gets, and it gets, like, Quick Feet and Guts. I think it's, like, Vital Spirit or some awful other ability. It might be good still. I don't remember. Mm.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, Shimu.
I was gonna say Teddy Ursa. I don't think it's right, but I can't think of anything else.
Same.
Teddy Ursa is correct.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's Teddy Ursa. He gets honey gather. All right, so that's one for one. This next question comes from somebody a long time ago in the trivia chat, and I forgot to write down their name. But there are two answers to this, but I count it as a one-point question, because if you get one of them, you should be able to get the other one naturally. So every generation, we have a Pokérap from generations 1 to 5. My favorite one is still the one that comes with the music video of the guys who did the Cleveland Rocks theme song for the Drew Carey Show. The Presidents of the United States, they did a video, and it's probably the worst Pokérap. But in Generation 3, there was a Pokérap, and they only include the Generation 3 Pokémon, obviously, except for two. There are two Pokémon in the Generation 3 Pokérap that aren't Generation 3. Who are they? I would say from previous – I'm going to say from previous generations as well. They're from previous generations.
Yeah. I feel like one of them is probably Pikachu.
I've never heard a single Pokérap in my entire life, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's all right. I'm so sorry. This is a bad question for you.
Like, the Generation 3 one, I didn't even know it existed for Generation 3. I knew Generation 2 had one, not Generation 3, though. So I always consume Pikachu. That's the only one I really, I assume they threw it in because it's Pikachu.
Wait. Does the Pokérap have like that thing where it's sung by someone specific?
No.
Okay. Because I remember in the original Japanese Team Rocket songs from the beginning of the anime, like, you'd have had Meowth and Wobbuffet, like, do their cries, essentially, you know? So it could technically have their names in it and stuff like that, but,
Maybe Pikachu and Meowth? I don't... That would be another one that would be from not Generation 3 for sure, yeah. Meowth. Meowth and Pikachu would be the two staple Pokemon that I could think of.
He did say they essentially came as a pair, though.
Oh.
So, I mean, maybe it's as you say, it's an anime thing, so if it's Pikachu, it has to be Meowth, because it's the counterpart. But, I don't know. I have no idea. Do you want to go Pikachu Meowth? I'm fine with that.
I guess. I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of that would be sensical or logical.
Yeah.
Pikachu and Meowth are unfortunately incorrect. The answers are actually Mew and Celebi, because they were excluded from their Pokéraps, respectively.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact. Did not know that. All right, the next question is a Pokédex entry, and you have to tell me who that Pokémon is. So this one comes from, you guessed it, Uncle Oshawott. But he says, in Pokémon Y, its Pokédex entry says, it is highly popular among female trainers for its sublime fur. It does not keep a nest. Who's that Pokemon?
So it has fur and it doesn't keep a nest.
What was the first part of it?
It is highly popular among female trainers for its sublime fur. It does not keep a nest.
The nest part I just don't get. Because first off, I went with Stuffle because I noticed it has a thing with like female trainers. Like they're
Pokemon
like,
Y entry.
Pokemon Y.
Oh, I didn't hear with Pokemon Y.
I'll give you that part. You say a Gen 7 Pokemon, I'm going to slap you.
I know stuff like Wigglytuff is renowned for its very soft fur. And I know Cinchino has that really pretty fur scarf. But the thing is about Cinchino that Mincino's Pokédex entries are all about it cleaning. Keeping wherever it lives clean.
Yeah.
So saying it doesn't keep a nest makes me think it should not be Mincino.
Yeah.
But why would they specify that Wigglytuff doesn't keep a nest?
I don't know. They're just not, like, they're just too far off.
Yeah, I mean, so something that's furry and cute and that you would think would keep a nest but doesn't. So a bunny maybe? Some kind of bunny?
I don't know.
But Bunnelby doesn't look very feminine.
We don't have
also,
a nest.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. Furry keeps a nest.
I like that you know that.
I know that because there's a Pokedex entry that says it keeps an S that's like, it's shaped like Furret, so nothing else can get in because Furret is long and thin. I honestly have no idea.
Maybe Furfru?
Furfru?
Because when you say Pokemon Y, the big issue is like, there's still like 500 Pokemon to go through.
I mean, like, you actually, yeah, exactly.
And it's not saying it's a Generation 6, it's just that.
Okay, like, so do you have an answer? I need an answer.
No, do you want to go, I don't know, what's something
Machamp.
Small? No, but let's at least do, like, I don't know, Cinccino.
Sure.
Cinccino is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Delcatty.
Oh.
Why would a cat keep a nest?
It doesn't. It says it doesn't keep a nest.
But why would you need to specify that?
I don't know.
It's just, yeah.
10-year-olds writing these stuff. Arr!
All right. So question number 4, it has a bonus point attached to it. So there's technically a third move in this, but you'd have to... I'll give it to you if you give it, but there are two moves that actually have a Pokemon type in their name, but don't do damage of that type. The move is actually not of that type. What moves are they?
One would be Water Sport.
Water Sport? Another is...
Well, no, the move is of not that type. That's the question.
Oh, not that type.
It's not that type. That's my apologies.
Oh, you said it doesn't do damage of that type.
That's what I meant. I apologize. I didn't mean it in that way, because then you get status moves. But what I mean is the move has a name. It has a type in its name.
It's a different type than what it's
named. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I can't remember if flying press is fighting or flying. I think it's fighting.
It's both.
Well, technically it's both, but the actual type... It's technically
it
a
fighting
type move.
Yes, so that might be one. Is there I don't know, flying kick or something as well? No.
No. Let's see.
There are two more moves on top of flying press.
Okay.
Flying press was one.
If you get all of them, I'll give you the redemption point.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
trying to think about anything else. They could be a status or an offensive move. It's just they don't do that type.
I will tell you that they're both offensive moves.
They're both offensive.
Okay. That's something. So Darkest Lariat is a dark type move.
Well, would it have to be dark?
I will say that one. Okay, I'll give you the types. I'll give you the types now because you guys are struggling and don't realize you should just use the hint.
No, you don't see. We were using the entire minute, and then we're going to get the extra minute with the hint.
I'll give it to you anyway. One is a flying-type move, and one is a fighting-type move.
Okay.
One does things outside of battle. The other one has a specific Pokemon that can learn it.
Oh, Rock Smash is the fighting-type move. Flying is Dragon Ascent.
It doesn't have the... Oh,
Rock.
Yeah.
Dragon Ascent.
Okay.
Rock Smash. Yeah.
And Rock Smash. Yeah, you're perfectly right. Huh.
Those are correct. You got all 3 points, so you are 4-4 today, guys.
Somehow.
Yeah, magically. and so you guys can take that to the bank. Our last question, as always, is a base stat question. And our base stat question this week is about the lowest special attack of all water-type Pokemon. Who is it?
Lowest special attack of waters? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Well, what are, like, baby Pokemon that are water type?
Do forms count?
Sure.
Because, okay. I was thinking about Wishiwashi.
Oh, well.
I think there's something lower than it. I'm just thinking of just trying
to
make sure that.
I do think there's something even lower. Like, say,
there probably is.
Wimpod, maybe?
Wimpod sounds actually accurate.
Because it's, like, super useless. Oh, wait, Pukumuku.
Yeah, no, Pukumuku would be, I think, is the answer.
Yeah, has to be, right? Unless it has, like, 30 and it just never uses it. I think it's Wimpod or Pukumuku. What do you think?
It's, like, one of the two, that's the thing. I just don't... I think it's more likely to be Pukumuku.
I mean, what's Pukumuku's base stat total?
Oh, I don't know. It's not really good.
It's, like...
I know that.
420, I don't know.
Because
I'm gonna need an answer.
Okay. So I am inclined to believe it's one of those two, but you pick Shamu.
I think Wimpod, actually. I'm like, thinking about Wimpod. Same. Wimpod had, like, no stats except for, like, speed, I think.
Same. Let's go Wimpod.
Wimpod is unfortunately incorrect. Huh. The answer is Feebas.
Oh.
With a base stat of 10 in special attack. The next highest is Magikarp with 15, followed by Meryl with 20. Azurill ties Meryl. Well, that's not water type. Never mind. Exactly. Like Wimpod is 20, though. Wimpod's 20, so it wasn't too far off. You were in the top bottom five there. Wishiwashi's 25, so for those of you at home.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I knew it had to be.
You guys got 4 points for that today. That that changes the leaderboard since nobody was on it. And and so currently, Whimsicott's in first place with 9 points, followed up by Dr. Shamu with 4. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. Race to 30, guys. Get there. Get there. Be square. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane and innate Pokemon knowledge. These guys have to use what's only in their heads. They can work it. They work as a team to gather points. There are going to be 5 questions today, all about Pokemon. They get 1 point per question they get right, except for the one that they don't do that on. They get 2 if they get the bonus point attached to it, and they have a hint that they can use as a lifeline for one of the questions. If they get all of the questions correct without using the hint, they can actually get 7 points. They are in a race with their fellow co-host to a total of 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets a $20 credit to our TeePublic store to get whatever they want, including a tapestry.
Woo!
And yeah, it's fun. And so moving on with that, though, if you want a tapestry or a cell phone case or a t-shirt, you can thank AnimeGravy.com, the one-stop shop for all of your anime needs. They actually have a lot of really cool stuff, and they're moving into like more original art, and it's all fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love these guys. They like started having like D&D designs and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've said the dice thing. I love the dice
thing. It's so awesome. It's really awesome. I'm a big fan of them. I also just like them.
So
they're
am
good,
I.
They're good people. They're just
they
good
really
people.
Are.
Go check out AnimeGravy.com. But without further ado, we're going to jump into this. The one thing I will give people at home listening and our co-host fair warning for is that Thatch went and worked out before the show and did not prep as hard as he should have, and therefore is just going to be randomly pulling trivia questions from the Discord. I apologize in advance. So if you are ready, I'm going to give you some questions.
Let's do this, Cephalo.
As ready as we can be.
All right. So this first question is going to harken back to the anime.
Dang it.
In the anime, who is the first female traveling companion who does not get their bike destroyed by Ash and Pikachu?
Ooh.
Female companion. Wait. Define companion.
Traveling companion.
Like,
obviously there's characters that join for one or two episodes and then
No. Like throughout the season. Like
throughout this.
You have your core group of like you know that travel with Ash through the whole season. That's who we're talking about.
Okay. That was my question.
Okay.
So Misty runs all the way. Yeah, she lasts for a long while. And I forgot who came after her.
That would be Gen 3 and that's May.
May.
I don't know if that's that feels like too obvious of an answer, and I feel like there might be some, like, because there were some characters that were companions during the Gen 2 thing, because I think there was that one dude who was an artist who had a really old Scyther.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if there's something Tracy. Like that. You're better at this than me. I don't know anything.
He does nothing in the second movie, by the way. Tracy literally does nothing in Pokemon the Movie 2000. He literally holds a rope once, and that's his contribution. That's his contribution.
I'm trying to remember, but I honestly can't remember any other companion for a whole season, like a whole, like, legit, this is a Ash companion before May that was not Mewtwo. That was not Misty.
What?
I get spoilers on the new anime.
That's pretty good.
Suddenly that's the new anime? Like, really?
It should be.
Honestly,
that would be great.
Make it the manga, please.
Right. No, but seriously, what do you want to go with May?
I guess so. That seems like the best thing, because I don't think there was anyone in Gen 2 other than that, unless there was some minor character we're forgetting that was a major character. So, I mean, May is fine by me.
Okay, May it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The first female traveling companion who does not get their bike destroyed by Ash and Pikachu is actually Iris in Gen 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So the qualifier was bike destruction.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know. I was
May got her bike
to...
destroyed too?
May got her bike destroyed. Literally what? The first episode of the Pokemon Advance anime. So did Dawn.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flawed by the flawed script.
I thought you were just trying to ask,
Pokemon.
Like, who not Misty came next? And I knew it was too simple.
No.
I knew it was too simple.
They legitimately, like, played that same trope multiple times.
Oh, God.
You owe me a bike, Ash Ketchum.
That's how Ash flirts.
All right. All right. So let's move to like more recent Pokemon theater. In the movie Detective Pikachu, instead of moving to Rhyme City with his dad, Tim Goodman decides to stay living with his grandmother in what town?
Oh, snap. Really? Really?
I will give you the hint that it is kind of a pun.
Oh, really?
Oh,
aren't
good.
They all?
What do you mean? Pokemon names have puns in them? That's crazy.
Trees? With trees? It has to do with trees, kind of.
A pun to do with trees.
Well, it doesn't have to do with trees, but like there's a joke with trees in it about it. This is a bad question. I'm sorry, guys.
What?
I expected you to pay attention to this movie.
Well, I did. I saw it 3 times. I just never expected to be asked about the town where he came from. It's like the one detail I didn't pay attention in that movie.
What does he do in this town?
Try to catch a Cubone.
Okay. What does he do after that?
He goes to insurance company.
What does he do after that?
He gets the phone call.
Okay, let's make bigger.
I miss my dadopolis.
What does he do after that?
He bought a ticket, but I don't know from
okay.
Trainopolis.
What did he do when he got the ticket?
He went to the Wonka factory.
Okay, what did he do?
He took the train.
Okay, and what would you call that when he took the train?
The hero's journey.
This is really bad Pictionary.
Wait, well, he rode the train. He got on the train.
When he was on the train, what was he doing to the town?
Oh my god.
Waving goodbye?
Close. What's the leaf?
He left.
Yeah.
So it has to do with leave. Leave town.
I will give you that point. That is close enough. The name is Leaventown.
What?
Spelled Leaven Town.
What the heck?
That's 1 point for you guys today. I am so sorry.
I just woke up my girlfriend.
So this next question is always just a Pokédex entry. This is what happens when I don't prepare. I'm so sorry.
I love you and I love Ryan Reynolds.
My cheeks hurt from smiling so much right now, by the way. And so the next question is always a Pokédex question. You guys are 1-2 right now because I was a gracious god. And so
he's a god that admitted his mistake.
Yes. So this comes from Pokemon Black 2, and it reads, it likes to land on people's heads softly and act like it's a hat. Who's that Pokemon?
You said Black 2?
Black 2. It comes from Black 2. It doesn't mean it's the original version the Pokemon came from.
It likes to mimic people as a hat. What looks like
a hat? It likes to land on people's heads softly and act like it's a hat.
It's
flying. Wah.
It's some kind of bird, yes. And I know that I feel like this was referenced in one of the rollout podcast, and they made a joke about this, and Charlie caught this Pokemon in the rollout podcast, I think, and I feel like part of it might be Swablu. It might be Ducklet. I don't think it's Woobat or Swoobat?
I am coming out as nothing, honestly. I am trying to think like something that will want to act like cat.
No, it was the other guy who caught this. Is it a Swablu? That, I think all of its dex entries talk about it cleaning with
I'm going to need an answer.
Wings.
I'm going to have to rely on you on this one.
I'm trying to think. It's some kind of... What are other birds in Gen 5?
Remember, the Pokedex is from Gen 5. The Pokedex entry is from Gen 5, but doesn't mean that the Pokemon is from Gen 5.
You're right.
I'm going to need this answer, Seth.
Just go with whatever you... Just go with Swablu, soft and cuttiny and nice.
Yeah,
just,
we'll go with that.
Swablu is correct.
Oh, nicely gone, Seth.
Our next question has a bonus point in it, and because he missed the first question, you can also get a redemption point.
Yay. Praise Arceus.
And because there's 5 possible answers, I only need 3 of them. It's 1 point per each, because I think these are kind of difficult to come up with. So for everyone you get a point, at maximum of 3. So you guys are 2 for 3 right now. You guys could be back to 5 for 4. Okay. So many Pokemon have signature moves based on their type. However, there are Pokemon who have signature moves that are not the same type as the Pokemon.
Oh, I hate you.
And so this would be, for an example, this does not count because we're not including Alolan Pokemon, but like Alolan Marowak learns Bone Meringue.
Right.
So we're talking about things like that. Make sense? Okay. So I just want you to name any Pokemon that has a signature move that is not of the type of that Pokemon.
Okay.
1 point for each.
Okay.
How many?
There are five total. I only need, like I said, maximum of 3 points. I only need 3.
Okay.
These are the only Pokemon that learn these moves.
Learned the moves that they learn.
Yeah. Well, learn them naturally via level up.
Okay. I think this is something that, Savilo, you need to, let's discuss this.
I'm pondering. I feel like one of them is Pukumuku and Purify, because I think that's a normal move.
Okay.
That is correct. I will give you the verification that is correct. That's one.
I feel that there has to be a Pokemon with a signature move that is poison, and it itself is not poison. And I can't remember which
one. Well, that's Pukumuku. Purify is poison.
Oh, it's Purify is poison? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that is Pukumuku. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What are signature moves? Leaf Blade is a signature, or was. Steel Wing was, but it's not anymore. I'm trying to think of any signature moves you can. Maybe with Legends.
I can. So I'm gonna force you guys to use your hint here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
hey, Jushira, let's use the hint.
Let's use it. Yeah.
So of the Pokemon you're missing, 2 of them are Gen 1 Pokemon. The 2 Gen 1 Pokemon are both Psychic types mixed with something else, and then the other 2 are actually Gen 7 Pokemon. And they both learn normal type moves. One of the Gen 7 Pokemon actually is the first one to learn this particular HM by level up.
Oh, that's Kartana with Cut.
So that's 2.
Okay.
So Gen 1 Psychic and something, Gen 7 Normals.
Well, it's not a normal type Pokemon, it's a normal type move.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
My brain
could,
knew that.
Isn't Lovely Kiss something and Jinx would learn? And it was something that it was for her only?
It might
only?
Be normal, yeah. Psychic Ice.
I don't remember the type Lovely... I don't even remember it's Lovely Kiss. It's something with a kiss.
Yeah. Is it Lovely?
I think so.
Or Sweet?
I think it's Lovely. It's Lovely Kiss, and I think it was just... It learned it in Gen 1, or whenever that move came up about, and it was a Jinx exclusive. And I think it's normal. But I'm not sure.
Is that going to be your final answer there?
What do you think, Seth?
How does this work? Is it a strike system?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, so we have 5 guesses to get all 5 if we get one wrong. We've gotten 2.
Okay.
So are you going to use it?
Yeah.
Jinx with Lovely Kiss is correct. So that gives you 3 points. You guys are at 3 points. Other 2 that you're missing, Exeggutor with Barrage.
Barrage, yep.
And the other one is Oricorio with Revelation Dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's technically a normal move.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that. Cool. We did it. Woo-hoo! Good job, guys. Okay, you're at 5 for 4. Next question is going to be your base stat question, as always. And I want to know, what electric type Pokemon has the lowest base attack stat, physical attack? I have a feeling that I need to double check this, but go ahead.
Okie dokie.
Lowest attack.
What are garbage electric types? First thing that comes to mind is Pichu, because just it's a baby.
I mean, in these questions, it could be baby Pokemon.
I feel like another possibility is Tynamo,
because
it's also, for all intents and purposes, a baby.
Yeah. What about Pachirisu? Does it have attacks?
Pachirisu is a single stage electric. It wouldn't be weaker than something like a Pichu.
Okay. Lowest attack on a Pokemon.
I am surprised this person didn't get it wrong. So there we go. Good on you, P. Mickey. I shouldn't have doubted you.
Okay. So it's a surprising. It's what just let us know there.
It's not surprising. It's just it's a higher lowest base stat than I expected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I did not expect it to be that high. I'll just tell you it was 30.
It's 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you think? We got Pichu. We mentioned Tynamo.
Yeah.
Anything from Gen 7 that might ring a bell?
Not really. They didn't really have many electric types. The only one I could think of is Grubbin, but A, it's higher, and B, it's not electric. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm okay with, Pichu sounds about right, but I don't
know. Now it's just kind of a coin flip between Pichu and Tynamo, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless I'm trying to think of any other random trash electrics. It's not going to be any of the single stage Pika clones. It's not any of that. Mareep is in there, but I don't think it's going to be 30 low.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be a Elekid.
Actually, no, you're right. Because
yeah, Elekid has to have a higher than Pichu.
Its primary stat. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I feel like it's one of these two. Which one do you think? The one that only learns four moves ever, or Pikachu's?
No, let's go with Tynamo.
Tynamo.
Mm-hmm.
Tynamo is incorrect.
Oh, so sorry.
So is Pichu. Okay. The answer is Voltorb. Voltorb.
Okay.
As a base 30, the next highest is actually Pichu with, or not Pichu, it's Chinchou with like 38. And then from there it's Pichu. Tynamo's like 55.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's Tynamo's main attack, or main stat.
It is, yeah.
I think Electros.
I was kind of hesitant.
Right. So that is, that gives you guys 5 points today though. And looking at the standings, Whimsicott's in first place with 9. You two are both tied with 5 points for second place. Woo-hoo. And then bringing up fourth, we have Dr. Shambi with 4. And everybody else has yet to get on the board. Call them slackers. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no computer screens for you two. You guys got to use what's up in your noggins. Today, Shamu and Scrawn are going to be operating together as a team to try to answer 5 Pokemon trivia questions, each worth 1 point apiece, except when they're not. There's one question that'll be worth a bonus point. And, of course, they can go ahead and use a hint as a lifeline. However, if they do not use that hint throughout the entire series of questions and get all the questions correct, they can cash that in for an extra point for a possible total of 7 today. They are in a race with their fellow co-host to see who can get to 30 points faster. Whoever gets to the 30 points gets a $20 TeePublic credit to buy things such as a Puckle throw pillow, a Puckle tapestry, or even a Puckle phone case.
Does anyone actually throw pillows?
I do.
Nice.
You throw them on the couch. You just throw them, and then they stay there. And I also do have a Puckle throw pillow. I recently set up everything down in my basement so I could have a green screen for some of the videos that we're planning on shooting in the future for the YouTube. And I was playing around with the camera and I was taking pictures so that we could have thumbnails for future videos. And I made some, and one of them that I made that I don't think I shared with everybody was me like holding the throw pillow and just like having a really good time with throw pillow.
I'm just imagining a montage of you like having a pillow fight with various Puckalonians and Cindy Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun is blaring in the background.
I've imagined you like it's like a shot of you at one end of a table with like a cup or something, and then a shout to the other side with a pillow in the chair.
You guys are
like an outdoor lunch or something.
You guys are you're coming up with great ideas for next year's PuckleCon.
You're gonna be the new Sergeant Quackers. You're gonna have to throw pillow everywhere and take pictures of it, give it on Instagram. Or like,
all right, yeah, moving on. This segment of the show is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, where you can get a bunch of cool anime-themed art, and also just not anime, just like cool nerddom art. It's just fantastic. I love these guys. Go check out their website, AnimeGravy.com. You can pick up some really, really cool stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into these questions. Question number one for you folks is, what is the most common ability on Pokemon?
I feel like it's levitate or pressure. Those two both come to mind. Because a lot of legendaries are straight up have pressure.
But if you add them all together, you get like maybe 30, 40. And I feel like it's probably even that's a good amount. But then you gotta think about like little things that get like, oh, all the birds get big packs or something. And it's Kenai is a random ability.
It's just the most common ability, right? Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big pecs, really?
I'm just saying, like, a bird line, an entire bird line gets it. That's three Pokemon right there. And then what if, like, each bird line, nothing at each bird line gets it? But, you know, like, that adds up through evolution lines.
Yeah.
Like, right? You're thinking about singular Pokemon.
That's right.
Though pressure is given to other Pokemon that aren't legends. It's just, I'm saying, that's a thing that we gotta keep in mind.
No, you're right. Okay. So, I'm thinking...
I'm okay with saying pressure still. It's just, I don't want to, like, go right to that.
So, maybe, like, Cute Charm because of Baby Pokemon? I don't know. Let's see. I don't think that Levitate outweighs pressure, so...
It doesn't.
Count that one out.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer.
I almost agree with you to go with pressure, because I can't think of anything that weighs at the moment.
All right. Pressure is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Sturdy. Sturdy has like 41 Pokemon. Pressure isn't actually that high up on the list, if I'm incorrect. Pressure, so for reference, Sturdy has 41 unique Pokemon with pressure, with Sturdy. And Pressure has, it looks like, 25.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. But that's
Kenai was in second place, though. Kenai was in second. Kenai and Swiftswim are both, like, really high up there.
I thought about Swiftswim for a second. I know it's a couple Pokemon that get it, and, like, that's probably not enough.
Swiftswim and Kenai are both very high up there as well. But Sturdy wins that race.
Very cool.
But moving on, question number two. What mythical Pokemon can learn Psybeam, but not Psychic or Psyshock?
Psybeam, but not Psychic or Psyshock.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a mythical Pokemon.
It is a mythical Pokemon.
Okay, so...
And I assume this is by overall, not by
it's
level.
It's not Meloetta.
Yeah, overall, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Mew, it's not Celebi.
Mew and Celebi both can learn Psychic at the very least.
Yeah.
Jirachi can learn Psychic.
Victini,
I believe, can learn... Can it?
I'm not sure about Victini.
I'm not either, thinking about it.
It might be Marshadow.
Marshadow and Psybeam?
I'm not sure. I know it doesn't learn Psychic or
I don't know if it learns Psybeam, though. I could see Victini learning Psybeam. It wouldn't be Manaphy.
Like,
I think Manaphy
I feel like they'd also stick Psychic on Victini for the hell of it. Yeah. Manaphy, maybe. Yeah, that's actually
good. Manaphy's a possible, but I just don't think it... I think it can... I don't think it learns Psybeam at all.
Okay. And,
but it's up there.
Genesect, because it uses beams. I feel like that's a stupid enough explanation that it's probably true.
I'm not even sure. I'm okay with it. I'm really going for it with the memes. For the memes.
Like, its whole thing is like shooting beams from its back, and that's literally the only justification I have, and if you want to go with that, then...
I'm okay with going with that.
All right. Okay.
Genesect is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Magearna.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Miyagina learned Psybeam for some reason. It's a thing.
All right. I'm sorry, Shadow. I feel like I've been...
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. I wasn't going to say Miyagina anyways. I didn't think it learned Psybeam, so...
All right. This next question is your Pokedex entry question. So I'm going to give you a Pokedex entry, and you need to tell me what Pokemon this is. So this Pokemon, introduced in Generation 4, has a Pokemon X Pokedex entry that states... It attracts its prey with its sweet-smelling saliva, then chomps down. It takes a whole day to eat prey. Who's that Pokemon?
Gee.
So Gen 4.
It's Carnivine, right?
That sounds right, yeah. No, Carnivine sounds right, actually.
All right.
I am... Okay, master.
Carnivine is correct. That gets you guys on the board. You are 1-3 right now. And because you missed out, this next question will also include a redemption point for you guys. So this this question will typically be worth 2 points, but it's going to be worth 3 for you.
Okay.
In the Kellogg's Pokemon Toasted Oat Cereal with Marshmallow Bits released in May of 2000.
Oh, boy.
What four Pokemon were the Marshmallow Bits shaped like? And I will give you a point for each Pokemon you can think of that the Marshmallow Bits are shaped like, and I will confirm along the way.
Okay.
I'm gonna say you guys get 6 tries.
Okay.
You'll get 2 incorrect answers, and then we're gonna stop.
All right. Wait a minute, Shannon. Before this, Gen 2 is in year 2000 as well, right? Or no?
I will make the clarification. These are all Generation 1 Pokemon. I'll give you that.
Okay. Me. Okay. So
I think one of them, the obvious mascot.
Yeah, Pikachu.
That is correct.
Meowth, probably?
That is incorrect. You have one more incorrect guess. Incorrect guesses.
Okay, I check with Shamu.
Yeah, you can check. You can check, yes.
Okay, it's fine.
I oddly want to say Poliwhirl.
Poliwhirl? Okay, so...
Because they used Poliwhirl a lot in the back, in the days. I know, I remember this.
All right.
Because I have old Pokemon merch somewhere. Like, in, like, the macaroni boxes, there was one with a Poliwhirl. I can tell you that.
All right.
Are you going to want to say Poliwhirl?
Yeah.
That is correct. That's 2 points for you so far. You get two more. You get more. Two more incorrect guesses.
Okay. All right.
Another option might be Clefairy. I don't know if you're that one.
Clefairy maybe. I feel like they probably put really easily shaped Pokemon.
Yeah. So, it wouldn't be Eevee at that time.
Yeah. They're not going to put, Zubat in there, because it's too much production effort.
I'm trying to think of other Pokemon that would be well-known-ish.
Staryu? Or Starny? But nobody likes those, so... Let's see. Okay. Yeah, let's go with Clefairy.
Clefairy is incorrect. You have one more incorrect shot. You are 2 of 4.
Coughing or Ekans, maybe?
I can see Koffing. I don't know about Ekans. You guys think about Ekans, the shape.
No, they want to put Koffing in the cereal because it represents pollution, and that's clear.
That's true.
Magikarp, maybe?
I'm okay with going for it. We got 2 points at the moment. I'm okay with, that. If we can get more, we get more. But...
And what about Snorlax? Snorlax seems to be the shape.
Maybe. He did have one. Oh, wait. There's 4. What about Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle?
Oh my god.
I feel like maybe...
Well, definitely Charmander, right? So...
I don't know if they...
You haven't used your hint today either. I'm just throwing this out.
We may as well use a hint.
Let's use the hint.
I will say one of these is very easy to make as a shape because it's essentially a pile of goo. And then another one of them is a grass poison type.
So Ditto and then Bulbasaur?
I mean, it could be Grimer or Muk, but again, for the similar coughing reason, I'd say it's probably Ditto.
Yeah?
Yeah, so Ditto.
Ditto is correct, and you get one more. You know what? If you get this next one, I'll give you 4 points if you get it with your last shot.
So you said it's the grass poison. So it's either... I want to say it's Bulbasaur, but it could be something like Oddish. I think it's more likely to be Bulbasaur, though.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's Squirtle.
It's a grass poison.
I just said it was a grass poison. I gave you the hint.
It's a grass poison. We know it's grass poison.
I think it's Squirtle.
Oh, okay. I'm an idiot. It's all right. yeah, it's probably Bulbasaur, but it could be something crazy like Vileplume, because for some reason I've seen Vileplume in old merch.
I doubt they'd make a mushroom shaped like a Rafflesia flower. Or Rafflesia plant, whatever you want to call it. Like,
yeah, it's all good. I'm cool with... Yeah, you decide this last one, man.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur is incorrect. The answer is Oddish. Yeah.
Son of a...
It was Poliwhirl, Pikachu, Ditto, and Oddish for those of you at home. There was a Generation 2 box that came out later that year.
Oh,
and
okay.
It included only three marshmallow shapes. It was Pichu, Wobbuffet, and Cleffa. Just as like a fun fact.
Yeah, because everyone wants to eat Cleffa.
Yep. They look very fluffy. And now I kind of want some like children's cereal with like marshmallows, but not like Lucky Charms. Like Lucky Charms is too on brand. I want something that was just like, oh, hey, we want to promote this TV show. I want that kind of cereal right now.
Mermaid cereal. Got like, yeah. A sparkly box.
I think they still have, I think they have like Super Mario cereal right now.
That's been out for a long time.
I think it's still there though. Oh, right. But that gives you guys 3 points. So you guys are 4-for-4 now on that redemption. The next question is your base stat question as always. And I want you to channel your Dennis the Mimikyu Maniac from the Discord server. And I want you to let me know what ghost type Pokemon has the lowest base speed stat of all ghost type Pokemon.
I just don't know if your mask loses speed.
Yeah, like
I don't think it would actually, because I think it's still low.
It's like the only ghost type specifically based on Trick Rooms.
Yeah, I'm very much with like your mask.
Uh-huh.
Like I can't give it some more time just in case it pops into mind, but like I can't think of anything else that's slower. Yeah, like Palossand. But I don't think Palossand's that slow. Not that slow. Like, Confugrigus is literally like 30 at most.
Wouldn't Sandygast be slower than Palossand?
Maybe. But even then, like, and so Confugrigus, I think it's like 30 base.
I'm cool with Yamask.
Sure. Let's go with Yamask.
Yamask is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Sandygast. Base speed of 15. Yamask has a base speed of 30, double. It's running around like Sonic compared to Sandygast. So unfortunately, that gives you guys 3 or 4 points today, and that does move around our leaderboard because people got on the board today. And so right now, let me sort everything, and then we'll give the numbers. So in first place with 9 points, we have Whimsicott. In second place with a whole 8 points, we have Dr. Shamu. Followed up, tied in third place, we have Seth Vilo and Jushiro with 5 points. And bringing up fifth with 4 points is Scrawn. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. So there you go. It's going to be a good time.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where Thatch, usually, but today me, is gonna quiz the cohorts on their innate, insane Pokemon knowledge. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I feel intrinsic.
Oh, of course you do. The rules are as follow. I'm gonna be asking my friends 5 questions. All of them are gonna be worth 1 point each, except one question that is gonna be worth at least 2 points, depending on how the game has been going up to that point. They're going to be able to use a hint, and if they decide not to use that hint is going to be worth an extra point if they got at least 1 point on all the 5 questions, which means they can get a total of 7 points today. Do you guys think you can do it?
Maybe not 7, but
we'll find out.
Okay. You know, if we get the average of 4, I think we'll be happy.
Okay, before we move on to the game, we really must mention that Puckle's Poke Quiz is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything anime that is cool and awesome. They have prints, they have shirts, they have pins, and they're generally awesome people with awesome designs.
And they are, like, the best people.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
The best people. I love you guys. Okay, so let's move on to question number 1. I think this is easy. Which generation introduced the most abilities into the game?
So I'm thinking it's 3? Gen 3.
The one that started abilities, probably?
I would guess.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Gen 3 is, of course, correct. See? I'm throwing you a softball here. It introduced 76 abilities. And the generation that had the least is, you can probably guess this, it's Generation 6. It only introduced 27 abilities.
I could have been seeing 6 or 7. Like,
I was going to think 6 because I feel like now more and more they're giving every Pokemon its own unique ability.
Yeah, but they also had the Ultra Beasts that all had the same ability. So it was a tough call.
Mm-mm.
Mega's introduced a lot of new abilities too, like Aerialate and Pixelite.
That's a good point. It's very fair.
Yeah. So let's move on to question number 2. You guys are 1-for-1 as of now. Question number 2 is, which Pokemon type has the most Pokemon that evolve by evolutionary stones?
Ooh.
Oh my. By stones. I want to say normal. You know?
It might be grass.
There's a lot of things.
There's a million grass evolutions.
But like, how many of them use stones though?
Victreebel, Oddish. Well, Gloom. But
does that count as 2 or 1? Because it's the same one evolving.
I don't know.
So I'm thinking normal because you have everything. Well, I mean, actually, now I'm not thinking it because you lose some things when they added Fairy.
Yeah, you lost,
that took
like,
away Clefairy.
Yeah.
But you'd still have Wigglytuff, Delcatty. Nope, no, I'm not thinking normal anymore. Never mind.
Yeah, it's between normal and grass for me. Because I don't think it's water. They stopped using waters.
Yeah, I feel like water stones haven't been a thing. I feel like the last water stone was Simipour.
Like, we still have Roselia that does it in later generations. We have...
Mm-hmm, that's fair.
We have Whimsicott and Lilligant.
Whimsicott, Lilligant. I feel like grass is a good guess.
Yeah.
Because they don't always just use leaf stones, too. Like, you've got your sunstones, your shiny stones, your leaf stones, of course. But, like... the fact that they're using so many different kinds of stones probably
ups its chances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then again, we do probably want to know whether it counts because Eevee is a, well, Eevee only has 3 stone evolutions. So no, yeah, never mind about that.
Yeah.
So can I get an answer, guys?
I think we're going grass.
Yeah, I'm happy with grass.
And you would be right to be happy because grass is in fact correct. There are 11 grass-type Pokemon that evolve via evolutionary stone, and as you mentioned, they use the leaf stone, the sunstone, the shiny stone, and one of them uses the water stone because it's Ludicolo.
Ah, because it's Ludicolo,
I forgot
right.
about Ludicolo and Nuzleaf. Yeah, that would have pushed it way up.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. Okay, you guys are 2-for-2 now. Now is time for the Pokedex entry question, provided by yours truly. This Pokedex entry is from Pokemon Emerald, and it says, "The curled hair on its head proves its status as a king. It is said that the longer and curlier the hair, the more respect it earns from its peers."
Hmm.
Okay, so it's something that was in Generations 1 through 3 that is king-like with curly hair.
That is an odd one.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah. Could you repeat it again, Whimsicott?
Of course. The curled hair on its head proves its status as a king. It is said that the longer and curlier the hair, the more respect it earns from its peers.
Long and curly.
Like, if this was Gen 7, I'd go Mega Ampharos, but no, that has long curly hair, flowing locks. But I can't think of Gen 3 and lower Pokemon that have curly hair that are...
And I was thinking, well, is it humanoid? But then I'm like, I can't think. Because I thought of Jinx, and I'm like, that's not a king.
Nope.
That's a queen.
Because, yeah, I'm coming up nothing.
Should we use our hint?
Oh, we might need to, yeah.
I have no clue right now. I thought Tangela, and I'm like, no.
No. No.
Nope. That's not hair. That's not a king-like thing, and that doesn't have its evolution yet. I think we might want to use our hint.
Yeah.
Okay. So the hint is, this would make a lot more sense in my language, because the hair mentioned is a singular hair.
Oh.
It's Politoed, isn't it?
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Sublime.
I have no idea, so I'm okay with that.
It has one hair, and it uses a King's Rock to evolve, so...
Ah! Good catch, yeah. I hadn't thought about that angle.
Yep, Politoed is indeed correct. Good catch with the King's Rock. That's the hint I was hoping you would focus on. Honestly, I didn't realize this was so hard because I read curled hair and I thought, singular hair. And then I remembered, nope,
yeah,
we're talking English. But you guys got it anyway. You are 3 for 3. You have used your hint. And we can move on to question number 4. So, this is going to be your bonus point question. And since you are 3 for 3, I'm going to ask you to rock this quite hard. There are 9 possible answers to this question, 8 or 9, depending. I'm going to want you to tell me at least 3 answers for each point that you can get for this question. The question is, aside from baby Pokemon, which Pokemon require high friendship to evolve?
Okay. So Eevee.
Yes.
I'm typing out our answers to keep track.
Chansey.
Yes.
Golbat.
Yes, that's 3 and that's 1 point.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Type Null.
Yes, that's 4.
Wow, you got a lot. It's like Eevee.
Alolan Meowth is
perfect,
one.
That's 5. Only 1 more for your second point.
I feel like Thatch had something. Oh no, it was Golbat on his Nuzlocke team the other night with a Soothe Bell, but it was a Nuzlocke, or it was the Golbat
in the Nuzlocke.
Yeah, he has a Crobat now. He's not here to brag about it.
He does have a Servine though, and I'll brag about that. I shouldn't, but I
would. Hey, he's almost to the ground gym where it might do something.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a water gym in that game too, so it's like it'll pull its weight later. Calm down, it's fine.
Yes, yes, fine.
Yeah. But you got to raise it to that point.
But it's bulky enough to survive until there.
Yeah, and Leech Seed is great for all sorts of stuff. Anyway,
we do need one more.
We do need another one. All right, so we've got Eevee, Chansey, Golbat, Type Null, Alolan Meowth.
Is there anything in Gen 6? Since that's such a small generation.
That's what I'm trying to think about. Well, I think the only thing was the Eevee, but that's a different thing. That's like a whole other thing that they did not need to introduce that is complicated, and now you have to come up with some sort of thing for every generation going forward.
Oh.
Mess.
Oh, you know what it probably is? Or another one is? Swaddle's second form.
Oh, you're right. Swadloon. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, Scolipede doesn't require that, but Swadloon does.
Yes.
That is an excellent job, and it does net you 2 points. So you are currently 5 for 4. The 2 that you missed were Baniri and Woobat.
Okay, I wasn't sure about Woobat.
Baniri and Woobat. Ugh.
I couldn't remember if it was friendship or like level 22.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. But yeah, you got both the points that were available for that answer, and you can move on to your last question, which, as usual, is a base stat question. And as Thatch has been doing lately, we are literally scraping the bottom of the barrel. And this week, we want to know what ground-type Pokemon has the lowest special defense.
Oh no, that's so... Yeah, that's hard.
It might be Diglett.
I think Diglett's only HP, though.
Okay.
It could be Diglett. That's I
know it's a very high speed.
To believe it's Diglett.
It's like speed it's like and then slight attack.
Super non-existent bulk. What about Geodude?
Could see that being a thing.
Because that's very lopsided.
If it's Diglett, then it would probably be a tie with a Alolan Diglett. So that doesn't seem likely of a choice. Geodude's possible.
What about Trapinch, actually? Trapinch has, like, non-existent stats except for its attack.
No, surprisingly, the Nuzlocke comes in handy again. We looked at its stats last night. It was, like, a 45 and everything that isn't attacking.
Oh, that's not bad. Never mind. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's terrible, but, like, not the lowest.
Like, we were talking about whether it was...
not the lowest.
Whether it was beneficial to go to Vibrava just for the typing, because it only gets 5 in everything except speed.
And then it loses its attack, doesn't it?
It loses 30 attack points to get 270
that's,
speed.
Yeah, that's a loss.
As wonderful as it is to recount Thatch's Nuzlocke, I think I'm going to need you guys to come up with an answer really soon.
I don't think we're going to have one. So maybe we should just go with Diglett?
Diglett or Geodude?
I'm okay with either of those.
I think I'd say Geodude just because I think it would be a tie with Diglett's.
Okay. Well, but there's two Geodudes, although I guess never mind. One of them's electric. Yeah, let's say Geodude, whatever.
All right. Geodude is unfortunately incorrect. You did catch the second place because Geodude has a base special defense of 30, but, and I knew this was going to be real hard, that's something that's even worse and you would never guess. It's Wooper.
Huh. Wooper. How are you going to be that way about it, Wooper? You're supposed to be bulky when you evolve. What's up with that?
Exactly.
I always forget with Wooper whether it adds the ground type after it evolves, like Shellos does, so.
Oh, that's a very good point. I wouldn't have even assumed necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have assumed that Wooper was a ground type.
Yeah, I would have thought normal mono water.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, I had to check this myself as I was writing the question. But yeah, Wooper has a base set total, a base special defense of 25. So it's just under. And well, I mean, you guys still got 5 points. Which puts you both on the board, actually, because you weren't there before, if Thatch's trivia score is actually updated, as I think it is. And we can actually recite the score as it is now. I am in first place, which is embarrassing to say, with 9 points. I am followed by Shamu with 8. Tied for third, it's you guys, and Seth Vilo, and Jushiro. You all have 5 points. And bringing up the rear is Scron with 4. Everyone else is not on the board yet.
Mm.
So I think we can close the trivia here. Are you guys satisfied with your performance today?
Yeah, I am. It was a good performance.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our TeePublic store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.